Hi, this is Bernie Fratto. Welcome inside the Rebel Minute, a global perspective on the world of Run and Rebel basketball. With all but three games remaining in what has been a whirlwind non-conference schedule, I'm glad the Run and Rebels have had a chance to experience, quote, game pressure. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, you know, in a tight contest with key possessions down the stretch that become increasingly critical, it's only normal. The ball gets a little heavier and it gets a little harder to breathe. You can't always control what happens, but you can control how you react. As John Wooden once said, pressure causes some people to break, but others to break records. What will pressure ultimately mean to this team? Will it create fear, causing them to hold mental pictures of what they don't want to happen? Or will they seize the moment? Well, Saturday night, the Rebels began to answer that question decisively. Against Illinois, with the game tied at 61 with 8 minutes to go, UNLV simply did what they needed to do to win. They answered Illinois' runs with runs of their own. And even as Brandon McCoy was swarmed and post-doubled, his mates stayed in motion, the team shared the ball, and the players took turns creating offense through hustle and determination. As a result, the Runner Rebels got to the charity stripe 48 times Saturday night, and they made their free throws down the stretch when it mattered most. UNLV now owns wins over a Pac-12 school and a Big Ten opponent. Not bad for a group of newcomers, nine newcomers with a lot of desire. League play is just around the corner, and Saturday night served as a dress rehearsal for the pressures that come with expectations of a successful Mountain West Conference campaign. And given the way the Runner Rebels have responded so far, I actually think John Wooden would be proud. We'll see you out at the Thomas and Mack. For ESPN 1100 100.9 FM, I'm Bernie Fratto, and this has been the Rebel Minute.